91.5 WMFO Medford.
Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The following program is brought to you in living color on
WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Sound the general alarm!
Okay, strike the march. You have a building fire.
Warning, warning, warning!
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
He's coming, your favorite DJ.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
This is Strike the Box with Chris.
Hi, this is Justine from Justine and the Unclean, and you're listening to Strike the Box with Chris Major on WMFO 91.5, streaming live at WMFO.org.
All right, let's try this again. Justine's going to kill me on this one. Remember to push the button and fade the thing up. So let's get back to this one. All right, play there. Push this button and then this one, and it should work.
You made a promise. Or was it just talk? You promised me until death.
Time for me to WMFO, MF 91.5 FM, WFMO.org on the World Wide Web. Hey, I'm Chris, and yes, I am back. It's Strike the Box. Glad to be back. It's been a few weeks. I know. Yeah. Hey, what do we play there? As I've been messing things up here. You know, it's really tough when you do a crossover with a live person and, like, all of a sudden you have, like, 15 seconds to get everything set. And it just doesn't happen that way. Jay Giles Band, Ain't Nothing But a House Party off the Blow Your Face Out LP 1976. Justine and the Unclean, Rock and Roll Blackmail from Get Unclean 2017, Rumbar Records. Played that one because if I remember correctly, there's a video to that, and if it's the same thing what I'm thinking about, it's pretty awesome. And the Rizzellos, Top of the Pops. I can't stand the Rizzellos. I know it's not 1993. It's a lot sooner than that. I'll have to look that up and correct it in the playlist. You know the rules. It's 2 hours of freeform radio, anything and everything. If you'd like to make a request, you can call me at the station here at, what is the telephone number? 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. You can also go and make a request or say hello on the Strike the Box radio show page or group on Facebook. If you got Facebook, just type in Strike the Box Radio Show, WMFO, and that's away. I got some wicked cool stuff from Wicked Cool Records. So let me just play some Soraya next.
Time we first met, you think that was good, you ain't seen nothing yet. Like a bead of some honey, I'm off to a flame. I got an addiction and you got me to blame. You never saw it coming and I made no plans till now. You can call it unexpected or you call it wow. You can call it came over me. The cycle of the moon affects the motion of the sea. It's starting all over again. We both want it now, more than we did back then. Like a bittersome honey, I'm off to a flame. Got an addiction and you got me to blame. You never saw it coming. Myself together. I'm never really out of control, really. I'm so much better. Something about the wild in me, it's never tame. I think we're both alike. And this is how we became like a bead of some honey. I'm off to a flame. You got an addiction and you got me to blame. You never saw it. Till now, call it unexpected, you can call it wow.
everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. Bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well,
so cold. You think you own the world, but you don't own my soul. A little competition now, maybe that'll wake you up. Stir up some ambition, yeah, and really shake you up.
It's a chopper, baby.
Whose chopper is this?
Zed's.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
Not to be the bearer of bad news, but it's Zed that's not dead. Sadly, Peter Tork has passed away. I am just finding out, so I will be playing some Monkees coming up very soon. Just finished up with some Litter with Action Woman. Started things off at Soraya with Wow from Dead Reckoning off of Wicked Coup Records. Trashman, Surfin' Bird. Now that kind of was, I meant to play The Turtles' Happy Together. And that's what I thought I was playing when all of a sudden The Trashman started playing. So something's mislabeled there. But I was able to find The Turtles' Happy Together from 1967. And some Cocktail Slippers with Mastermind 2009. Off the Mastermind LP. Again, from Wicked Coup Records. Hey, they sent me a lot of stuff, so. If you'd like to hear something, 855-915-9636. You can also go to the Strike the Box radio show page. Send me a message that way. It's kind of quiet over there, so at least give me a wave, give me something. Let me know you're out there. But like I said, sadly, I'm just finding out that Peter Tork of the Monkees has passed away. Kind of a bummer. But let that not get us down too much. Let's play something. Well, I think I can find something with Peter on lead. To me to pick the wrong one. Let's try this one. Okay, let's try this one again.
treated you bad good, but that's not true. But now I'm all alone, babe. I'll make without you.
One of these days, I will hit the right button and we'll all be good. Let's try this again.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command.
Unexpected situations such as power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there is some other emergency going on. Public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Bedford, Tufts Community Radio.
Been
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard about it, read about it. But have you ever seen a psychedelic circus? Those innocent fun games of the hallucination generation? Here you will meet the swingers, the hipsters, the beatniks, and the acid heads who live from pill party to pill party.
I'm living on a Chinese rock. All my best things are
Lysergic acid diethylamide, otherwise known as LSD, sung by the Pretty Things, I believe 1967. We started things way back with some Monkees. Long title, Do I Have to Do This All Over Again? From the Head soundtrack, 1968. Because sadly, Peter Tork has died, 77, I believe. It's all over Facebook. Nobody has said hello on Facebook yet, but I've seen probably 10 different posts about Peter Tork. So yes, we know Peter Tork has passed away. Thank you. You're wrong numbers. I'm going to go now. From 7 and 7 is Really Rock and Roll Volume 14. I didn't have the year on that either, so I'll have to look that up. The Beatles, Nowhere Man, the mono version. I believe that's 1965. Comes off the Beatles mono box set, Disc 6, which I'm going to take a stab and say Rubber Soul. I could be wrong. I'll have to double check. The Smoke, My Friend Jack. It's Smoke Time from 1976. Ramones, Chinese Rock from End of the Century, 1980. And as I said, we finished up with some Lysergic Acid Diethylamide, LSD, Pretty Things. If you want to hear something, you can let me know. You have the number, you have Facebook, so there's a couple ways. If you're outside Curtis Hall screaming up to the third floor, I have the window closed. Yes, it's a little warmer today, but it is still a little chilly out there. So there's a couple ways. We got more than an hour to go here, so let's get back to some music. And let's get some things to get me speeded up here. How's that? No, not speed. Good God. Let's redo that in the English version, please.
Alive. He's story of the hot rod race when the Ford and the Mercury was setting a pace. That story's true, I'm here to say, 'cause I was a-driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and used them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. Got a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, 411 gears that can really get lost. Got safety tubes and I'm not scared, the brakes are good and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill, we was passing cars like they was standing still. Sudden, like the flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. The remark was made, that's the car for me, but within the taillight was all you could see. Well, the fellers ribbed me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110, twisted the speedometer cable off the end, had my foot feet clear to the floor, says that's all there is, ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed a truck. I crossed my fingers just for luck. The fenders clicking, the guardrail post. The guy beside me, white as a ghost. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines in the road, they just look like dots. Smoke was rolling out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and I hope I could pass. But when I did, I'd be short on gas. Side. You can feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly. And a Cadillac pulled over and let me by. Then all of a sudden, the rod started knocking. Down in the depths, she started a rocking. I looked in the mirror and a red light was blinking. The cops were after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and they put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.